In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So we come to this Sunday of the Last Judgment, a parable of sorts, but also a prophecy, a poetic revelation of what is experienced at dawn on the day of the Lord, the day of the kingdom of heaven. And we sang in the hymn of the day just now, the Kentuckian, when you, O Lord, come in glory, the books shall be opened and the hidden things disclosed or revealed. Now, this judgment is not God deciding who gets into heaven or who gets sent, quote unquote, to hell. The opening of the books reveals not what God thinks of you. We already know that. We found that out in last week's parable of the prodigal son. God loves you and is quite smitten. God is really rather fond of you. The opening of the books doesn't reveal what God thinks of you, but reveals who you are inside. It reveals your deepest being. The opening of the books reveals not just the face we put on for the world to see, but also the inner truths that we try to hide, and not just from other people, but from ourselves. And that might sound a little scary, to be fully known on Judgment Day, perhaps for the first time. Many people go through life afraid of seeing what's really there inside. And the thought of my inner book being opened and my hidden things revealed? Maybe safer to just stay on the surface where it's all light than face my inner dark places. Story from one of the monastic saints of, I believe, Romania, but don't quote me on that part. An elder abbess had a small group of younger nuns who were her disciples in the spiritual life. And the elder woman had noticed that her young nuns were not so willing to face their inner dark places. One fine day, one of the young nuns saw the elder woman on her hands and knees outside her little hut, searching for something in the grass. The young nun said, "Mother, what are you looking for?" The elder woman said, "I've lost my key." So the young nun got down and helped the abbess search for her key in the green grass. One by one by one, all the other nuns came along, and soon they were all on their hands and knees searching in the grass for her key. Finally, one of the young nuns asked, "Mother, do you know where about you were when you lost your key?" And the abbess replied, "Oh, I was in my hut." So one of the nuns exclaimed, "Then why are we looking out here in the grass for the key?" And the abbess replied, "The light is much better out here. It's dark in my hut." And then the elder woman gathered them around and taught them, "My key is the love of God. My key is the love of Jesus Christ. And this love, this key, is found most deeply not on my outsides, where all is kept bright for show, but in my dark inner places, where I'm most afraid to search." And this is what the Last Judgment parable is teaching us. When the Lord comes in glory, the books will be opened and the hidden things revealed. In other words, it's going to be our dark places, the hidden places, that will be revealed. The outside stuff, people know that, and some of it might not even be genuine. The judgment won't be seeing if you have dark places, mind you. Everyone, every last one of us has dark places. Judgment will be seeing if the love of God is still in there, if the love of God is still in those places. You were born with the image of God in you. You are knitted in your mother's womb with the love of God being woven into every cell of your being. The key that the abbess was talking about with her nuns is this love of God inside you. Singer-songwriter Craig Minowa wrote a simple verse about the day we meet our Maker. He wrote, "When the angels come, they'll cut you down the middle to see if you're still there." To see if you're still there, that's judgment. Is the love of God that was placed in you still in you, even in your darkest places? Now, in the parable of Last Judgment, Jesus says that love will be shown by how your heart and actions are toward others. And not just others like your spouse or your kids or your favorite cousin or your BFF, but all others. And in particular, the least of people in your life. The real revelation of whether the love of God is still within you. And by the love of God here, I don't mean God's love for you. That's permanent. That's eternal. I mean your acceptance, your carrying, your nurturing of that love in yourself. The real test of that love is found in how your heart and how your actions are toward the least, toward the least. And we often think of the least of people as what the world out there calls least, the poor and the diseased and the marginalized and the underprivileged, and they would certainly be included. But each of us also have our own least of people in our own life. People I am tempted to forget are Jesus Christ to me. It wouldn't take most people very long, if we're going to be honest, to come up with a few individuals or a few categories of people that I find least. This is part of the dark hut the abbess was talking about, the people I find least and maybe don't want to admit to even myself. It's the place I don't want to look, the place I don't want to see. Because those are the places we are most likely to have lost the key, which is our carrying of the love of God. And that might be tough news, scary news, that your dark places are where you are most likely to have lost your key. But the good news is your dark places are also where you're most likely to find your key. Where you're most likely to find it. The love of God is strongest where I am weak, if I am willing to accept this love and carry this love. And when I realize that the love I need in my dark places is not something I have to conjure on my own, not something I have to come up with by my own broken efforts, but is in fact God within me, divinity itself placed in my heart, it makes it not only possible to have compassion for the least in my life, with healing it can even become refreshing. At the Last Judgment, the opening of the books does not reveal what God thinks of you. We already know God is quite smitten with you. The opening of the books reveals who you are. It reveals the quality of love within your own heart, and how that love is shown. Amen.